Fears of sectarian violence come to light in Syria. Deadlock in Haiti thwarts a ministry's help. And a Bible translation team answers a deadly challenge in Cameroon. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sectarian violence is on the rise throughout Syria. Over the weekend, the government massed troops for an apparent assault on a Sunni town near the Iraqi border. The looming confrontation follows a bloody Friday in which Syrian security forces opened fire on large protests around the country. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says the latest has disillusioned many Syrians.
They're seeing Muslim killing Muslim, and some of the Muslims are reaching out to believers saying, we don't see this anger and hatred with you. We need your prayers. Can you talk to us? And even in some cases, Muslims have prayed to receive Christ.
Pray. Many of E3 partners in the region have nowhere to go to escape from the upheaval.
It's virtually all over Syria. We're hearing from national leaders. It's everywhere. They're in it. They're trying to be smart and careful, but yet they can't really go anywhere to escape from it, and so they are just praying that God uses them in the midst of the uncertainty and the violence.
We turn next to Haiti, where a standoff in parliament means nothing's getting done. President Michel Martelly's prime minister picks have run into opposition, which means no new government yet. For Bright Hope International, that means customs officials won't release a supply container until they know who's in charge. More importantly, the distribution of aid has created many gospel opportunities in the community. Pray that this is resolved soon. You're listening to Mission Network News. The church is exploding with growth in spite of Cuban communist oppression. Cuban pastors say Vision Beyond Borders' sponsorship program has grown their ministries. One pastor saw 8,000 new believers saved in the last 6 months. Pastors in Cuba make an average of $10 to $20 a month and often work side jobs just to stay afloat. Sponsorships let them put greater focus into spreading God's word. To learn more about this ministry, you can check it out at our website. Meanwhile, it's been 20 years since Russian Ministries started its work in the former Soviet Union. Started by Peter Danica, Russian Ministries was focused on supporting local church leaders in the former Soviet Union. Today, President of Russian Ministries Sergei Rakuba says their focus will always be on helping local evangelical churches.
Helping them to build churches, training pastors, reaching out to orphans, equipping them with all kind of different innovative ministries. And in the last 20 years, about 1,000 churches got started with the help of Russian ministries.
20 years ago, street kids and HIV/AIDS were unknown problems. Today, summer camp is just one way of combating the problems, which is featured on a free DVD.
This is a fascinating story. When we enable these young next generation leaders to go out into these villages and organize the summer camps, through children, God transforms families, society, communities, and so on.
And responsible for the deaths of 37,000 Cameroonians a year, HIV/AIDS is a leading killer in the country. There are many ways to prevent this disease, but too many people in Cameroon don't know what causes HIV or how to avoid it. Wycliffe Associates has been in Cameroon for years doing Bible translation, but seeing the need for HIV education recently led them to bring out a mission team for that purpose. We asked mission team member Katrina Schween to tell us just what it is they're doing.
We are helping to distribute audio materials of this book called Conde's Story, which is an HIV educational piece to teach people about the causes of HIV. So, and we're also just there to express the love of Christ to the people and encourage them in their faith.
Pairing physical and spiritual healing opens up people's hearts to the gospel. The team is asking for prayer as they work toward that end.
Pray for us to have strength and to boldly proclaim the word of God and do our best and just be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to encourage you in your walk with God. They're offering a free devotional called The Art of Loving God by Julie Ackerman Link, the first in the Loving God series. Along with it, you'll also receive that DVD I mentioned, The Next Generation Church Leaders in Action. To get your free resources, just call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.